McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu has breakfast, which means now you can get your favorites for $1, $2, or $3. Or, as Jill likes to call it, the
I burnt the toast, set off the smoke detector, and filled the apartment with smoke meal.
Build whatever breakfast you want with McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Get your favorites from McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu, like a delicious sausage McMuffin or sausage biscuit, each for just $1. A la carte only at participating McDonald's for a limited time. Cannot be combined with any other offer or any combo meal.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is from Eternal Affairs Media, and I welcome you to my first show. And just give me a second. I need to go live on the Eternal Affairs Media Facebook page. Just give me a minute, and we will go live there, too. Again, thank you so much. Here we go. We are live now on the Facebook page, Eternal Affairs Media. And thank you so much for joining us. Okay, I'm going to get to the basics right here. First, let's see. Yep, welcome to Alice in Wonderland, EA Truth Radio. I am Alice with Eternal Affairs Media. And there are some things that we're going to talk about today. And first, let's start with prayer, and we'll go into prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for blessing us with this talk show and being able to go on live air on the radio show also. We thank you for your blessings, and we thank you for your protection, and we thank you for the opportunity to be able to speak out in your name. We come in your authority, we come in your power, and we come in the name of Jesus, we come in the name of the Lord. And I ask, Father God, in Jesus' name, we cover everybody here with the blood of Jesus who is watching and who is listening, and we create a hedge of protection around them. And declare Psalm 91, whoever's watching, whoever's listening, and a hedge of protection in Psalm 91 on this show and on the Facebook page and the communication lines and the internet and everything that involves in keeping this show live. And we have power and authority and a dominion over all this because you said so first in Genesis. And because Jesus is the one who got the power and authority for us, and we are the ones who enforce that in Jesus' name. And we thank you so much. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and let's don't forget to give you praise. We should have given you praise first. We should be giving you praise first, Father God, because you are worthy, and we thank you. Amen. Okay. We are going to talk about a few things here, so bear with me. This is my very first live show. The only time I've ever went live was to do a couple of prayers, a couple of warfare prayers, and that was it. I've done a few YouTube videos. They're really nothing, but it's just covering certain current events that took place. As you very well know, there are a lot of things going on right now that relate to biblical prophecy and everything that is going on and it's happened and in the future mirrors what is happening in the Bible. It is true. Whether you want to believe it or not, these things are really happening and they are taking place. Such events as the erecting of the Baphomet statue, these things are happening in our faces. Oh, forgive me for not looking in the camera. I'm so sorry. I have to remember to do that. Okay. Because I'm looking at you, not the walls. Okay. Let's see. No. There we go. hold on. I hope I don't lose connection. Okay. Behind me, I got a cross, faith, and hope. I had no idea that I was going to do this. It's kind of prophetic that I did this behind me. So that when I do go live, I had no idea. Well, I figured I kind of had a feeling in the future I would do this, but I didn't know when. I was just waiting on the Lord to show me and actually just get his permission to do that. And because I don't want to do it on my own terms and not his. Because it is when we do that, when we do it under his terms, we have an anointing. And that means God is for it. And we want to wait till he says to do something. I always don't do. But anyway, sometimes I pray for it. We're supposed to pray for everything and anything. And he said if we ask for anything, that he would do it. He said it in the Bible. Okay, hold on just a second. I did some. I did some this ahead of time. I love my God, Jesus, President of the United States, USA, World, Trump, and he will be the 2020 winner. It's already going to happen, whether they like it or not, because God said so. In my walk with the Lord, he started leading me to other people of God and showing me the way and giving me knowledge led by Holy Spirit and truth. So I just want to help. Yeah, this is a big problem right now we're having with censorship. We are fighting that really, really hard. And nothing is above God. I want you to remember that. The people of God, when they pray in the name of Jesus, that's what stands. Nothing evil here on earth has the authority to be over us. Just remember that. Don't be in fear. Everything's going to be okay. God is going to protect us because with God's perfect love, there is no fear. And I don't feel any fear at all because I know that he's in control. Okay. We are the children of God. Yes. See what I just said? I didn't have these in order. Children of God has been given power, authority, and dominion through Jesus Christ. Hold on just a second. Okay. I needed something to help me, I guess. God probably had me do this probably about a couple months ago. I didn't know I was going to be doing this. Okay. Yeah. I am speaking to patriots, activists, and anonymous. Anon, yeah. And children of God, of course. Where we go one, we go all. Thank you, Q, for giving us that. And actually, y'all, I don't know if you know, actually, if you don't know this, that where we go one, we go all is actually on a bell on JFK's yacht. It is. I didn't even know that. Okay. Trust the plan. God's plan. All right. Wow, okay. This is for mainstream media and Project Monarch in your face. This is not Project Monarch. This is Project Great Awakening. This is what we're doing here. Okay. Okay, I'm going to show you a lot of people that I want you to go search out. This will give you lots of knowledge on what's going on. I'm sorry. I should have these right in front of me. All right. Love overcomes evil. Remember to always love. Okay. And here we go. I'm actually Blog Talk Radio. I'm showing these. I don't know if you can see or not. Father God and Jesus are fighting for us through the President of the United States. Yes, he is. This is for all the white hats, the anons, the truthers, patriots. I'm so proud of you for what you're doing and standing strong and standing up in the face of all this evil. You're very brave, very courageous. I love my God, Jesus, President of the United States, and his administration, and everything, the military that backs him up and everything, and the First Lady and the family. Okay, here are some people that I want you to look up. And for those who don't know what's going on right now, there are so many people that don't know what's going on still, because all their source of media is only through mainstream media, and they don't have any direction right now. So, and there's people who don't even have the internet, and all they have is NBC, CBS, and all those radio stations, I mean, all those news stations that are fake news. They actually they're making up stories. They're making up stories, and they push them every day. Every day. This is the truth. This is Holy Spirit-led truth. Because, are you kidding me? God does not forsake his people. He is going to prepare them, prepare their hearts, and give them knowledge no matter what they do. They can cut everything off. Don't worry, because God has plans. He has backup plans for when they do. He is going to make sure that his people know what's going on, because he does not want his people to perish for lack of knowledge. And that is his word. That is his word. God's word stands. It doesn't come back void. And he watches over his word to perform it. So God will not let his people, this is his promise, God will not let his people perish for lack of knowledge. God is going to fight, don't fear what they're going to do. It doesn't matter what they do. Because God is going to open doors where no doors were able to open. He will make a way to get knowledge to his people. Do not worry. If they cut off the internet or cut off YouTube or Facebook, they don't own the world. They do not own the world. They think they do, but they don't. And that they've been fed lies and deception themselves from Satan. Satan lied to them, those who are worshiping him, the Luciferians, the Satanists, and the elite, and everyone else who is involved. They have been lied to by Satan. And that's very sad, because we want to save them too. We have to get everybody saved. We have to love everybody. We have to ask God to forgive them. There's things that I've learned over the course of just a few years that is so important. Like, in terrible situations, when you praise God, God will move. And yeah, when you praise God, I'm trying to think, I just drew a blank. I'm so sorry. In terrible situations, when you praise God and you believe in Him, and see, I just forgot what I said. This happens a lot sometimes. You know, I write a lot of stuff prophetically. And sometimes when I have a fleeting thought, I have to go, I have an unction from the Holy Spirit to go write it down right then and there. But if I don't do that, it's going to be gone just like that. Because the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And that is so true. I have to learn to write stuff down whenever I think about it. So I receive a lot of revelations. And when I receive revelations from God, I go and write it down. I have an overwhelming unction to write it down. Okay, back to the mainstream media and where we get our news sources from. Okay, there are a lot of truthers out there that know what's going on and they are in God. Or if not, the Holy Spirit is still leading them and guiding them anyway to the truth. And when I first started in all this, really, I'm praying for there to be a way to. I don't want to lose YouTube because YouTube has been my source. But I know that God is going to make another way for us to get knowledge and what's going on so we can prepare our hearts. Because there are things that are coming up on the earth that men's hearts will fail them. But what does that mean? Things that are coming up on the earth. Things. They're not human. God knows what's down there. I'm serious. This is real and this is happening. And I know how frustrating it is because I have family that won't listen to me. I've been silenced so much because I'm yelling the truth. I'm telling the truth. And the devil has been wanting to put me away, literally. The devil has been wanting to kill me, literally, because I'm yelling out the truth. And now I'm not the only person. When I went online and I saw everybody else going through the same thing I was going through, I felt so much relief because I felt like I was all alone. I felt like I was all alone. In 2014, 2015, I was yelling at child sacrifice. We are reconnecting you now. Okay, yay! Okay. Yay, I'm back. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. I heard some beeps, and then I lost connection, so I had to call back in. And, yeah. Okay, here are the people that I want to show you that I have listened to a lot over the years. And these are truthers. They are really, they get truth information, and this is exactly what's going on. This is alternative media. This is independent media, and they're so brave for posting and sharing on YouTube whatever they find out about what's going on, about the elite, Illuminati, child sacrifice, child sex trafficking. Oh, yes, we are going to talk about that. Immigration, we know what's going on. We know what's going on with immigration. Okay, thank you, President of the United States, for signing those executive orders. I prayed for them. A lot of people prayed for them, and I'm so thankful that God is moving your hand. You are very anointed, highly anointed. It is just crazy. Crazy anointing. Can you imagine? Well, it might have been that crazy for King David, you know? I mean, he wrote a whole book of Psalms. Yes. Okay. All right, I'm just going to go into it. All right, the honeybee. Hold on, let me get back here. The honeybee, yes. She covers child sex trafficking, child sacrifice, and all that. She covers that, okay, what are things are going on the internet. As long, the pages, child exploitation, child pornography that are allowed to stay up on Twitter and YouTube. We are in the process of citing that and taking pages down. And you know what? YouTube and Facebook and all them, they put them right back up. They let them go right back up. Children, y'all. When I found out about this, when I found out about children being sacrificed and our government being in what they're in, I mean, I ran to God like a little child, and I just cried. I just say, God, I cried, God, God, you know? It was just so awful finding those things out. And there are people today that believe. I talked to a person the other day, and I just briefly mentioned that what they're into is child sacrifice. And you know what they said? Not the presidents. They would never do something like that. Not the presidents. The presidents are the one who goes to Bohemian Grove. Y'all look that up. Mm-hmm. He only looked up briefly. I said, the first thing I said to him, go look up Bohemian Grove. You know what he where? You know where he went? He went to Snopes. He went to Snopes. Okay, I'm looking at this. I don't know if I should look directly in there. He went to Snopes. And I said, don't go to Snopes. Snopes has been infiltrated. And then, oh, yeah, we have 6 minutes left, y'all. I'm so sorry. Let's get to this. The honeybee. Mark Taylor. He is a prophet of God, and he just came out with a book called Trump Prophecies. And he is for real, y'all. I had the same thing. Y'all think he's not for real? Guess what? When I was doing my dishes, God spoke to me. You know what he said? He said he gave me a notion saying, or a feeling or a knowing saying, we should have an international day of prayer. And you know what? I went back online a couple days later, and I was talking with someone on my group page, and they said that I told them what I said, what God told me about International Day of Prayer. And she said Mark Taylor had the same thing from God, and I was like floored. You know why this happens? Because we are in the same body of Christ. And the Holy Spirit speaks to all those people that are in the body of Christ. You want to keep not believing in God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit? Come on now. I love y'all. Yeah, okay. 5 minutes left. Oh, come on. My cat is sitting on my papers. I'm so sorry. Yep. Liz Croken, y'all. Awesome truther and journalist. Yeah, Liz Croken. This will lead you to the truth. Research these people. Look them up. Holy Spirit led me to them. This is very important because Jesus wants to steer his sheep to the right thing. Great deception is going on right now, y'all. We don't want people deceived. That's the one thing that makes me so mad. I'm looking straight at myself. I'm not looking in there. I'm trying to figure out where I'm supposed to look. Okay, I'll just look right in the camera. We are trying to steer the sheep. We are shepherds, like the great shepherd Jesus. We are trying to steer the sheep to the right thing. This is the most important thing right now. We want to steer the sheep away from the devil and his deception and his lies. That's right. It makes me mad. It makes me mad. I don't want anybody to lie to. And, like, 2014, I read The Days of Noah and The Great Deception, and I'm like, God, what is this? I want you to show me. And that's what led me down the rabbit hole. What I wanted to know about The Great Deception, y'all go look this up. This is what started me. The Great Deception and The Days of Noah, and so is the coming of the Son of Man. I know this is Holy Spirit right now. He's trying to help me. He is helping me. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Okay. Steve Quill, Tom Horn, Timothy Alberino, Anthony Patch, Kev Baker Show, Hagman and Hagman, Alex Jones. We are with you, buddy. We are with you. We have not abandoned you. Don't feel bad. Don't feel alone. We have not abandoned you. We are 100% behind you. They're not going to mess with you. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. I put a hedge of protection around you. I declare Psalm 91 around you. They're not going to touch you. They're not going to touch anything that's going to let you come back in the show. They're not going to touch that either. That's right. You hear me? You hear me, devil? You hear me? That's right. Those people who have washed their hands and posted it online and YouTube, shame on you. 20 seconds. Shame on you. Like Anita said, that's not going to save you. Your silence is not going to save you. You people who don't care about these children. I'm sorry, I'm so angry, but these children, y'all. It is the number one industry in the world, these children that are being trafficked. I've already put the pieces on. That's why we're going through what we're going through right now. Yeah, I'm all up in the camera about this. These children. 1 minute. Okay. I love y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. And please tune into the next show. I'm sorry, but thank you. And thank you for joining. And I God bless you. And hallelujah. See if it cut off. All right, y'all. Thank you for watching in. For the ones who are on Eternal Affairs Media Facebook page, thank you. Okay, it says 10 seconds on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, oh, yeah, it's counting down. I'm just getting used to this, y'all. And I'll do better next time. 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We love you, Mr. President. First and foremost, we love you, Father God. We put you first. We put you first, Jesus. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for saving us. Thank you so much. Thank you for watching, y'all. I'm going to disconnect now on Eternal Affairs Media on the Facebook page. God bless you, and goodbye. Have a wonderful Saturday and wonderful weekend. Be safe.
Get to Old Navy 2 days only, today and tomorrow. Get a full 50% off all Old Navy Active for the family. Shorts, tees, leggings, all Old Navy Active is 50% off at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/25 to 8/26, excludes in-store clearance.
Summer is here. The sun is out, and so are you. When you go, take along a clever little app called Audible so you can listen to the stories you love while doing the things you love. Outside. A walk, a run, the pool, or the beach. All better with Audible. For just $14.95 a month, you get a credit good for any audiobook from the world's largest selection. If you don't like it, exchange it anytime. So get outdoors with Audible. Start a 30-day trial, and your first audiobook is free at audible.com.